It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With Durden Sprague.
The honor of teeing off. If there's a social hierarchy, the most important person goes first.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Durden Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
U.S. Open Week with Durden Sprague on 1080.
Is to the finely tuned athlete on the verge of greatness.
The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Durden Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
Oh. What a weird morning.
Weird morning for the Sprague? For the Sprague man over there?
I'm borrowing a car. I couldn't find a key. It took me 35 minutes. I'm running late.
That is one of the worst feelings known to mankind, is looking for the key and not being able to find it.
It's not my car. We have a drawer for keys. I put them there every day, and then who doesn't put their key back every single time?
Uh-oh. Controversy.
Just buried in a purse somewhere.
No, I got to go dig through. Are we forgetting that I need to drive this car to work today? Is this not a known thing? I'm going to need it to get around for a while.
Yeah.
Key's not readily available.
Well, and this is coming off of yesterday. I actually hated Portland yesterday. One of the rare times I hated Portland.
What was our beef with Portland yesterday?
Well, I got stuck here longer than I thought I would because I ended up having a lot of fun with the brand man and our coworkers.
Sure. We were watching videos, having a great time, cheering on Jeff Rust as he'd made his big hosting debut on the show.
He did. How about Rusty?
We had a Rusty edition yesterday, 12-3.
They're all just coming out, man. I'm telling you, Royal Rumble.
Dude, it is bananas behind the scenes right now. It is wild. Somebody might get shivved or something. I feel like something weird's going to go down at some point.
Rust is a sneaky candidate to do that.
He absolutely
People wouldn't
is.
Put him in that one. He definitely no. would.
He's nice. He's bubbly. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, what happened to Schultzy, man? He's bleeding out in the kitchen. What went on there? Well, Rust took him out.
Yeah, Schultzy's the one that does it. And then he celebrates, but he doesn't know that Rust is behind him.
Yeah. I was the one pulling the strings the entire time.
Yeah. So got caught here later than I needed to be. I had I had eighth grade graduation to go to yesterday, but it was in Forest Grove.
Mm.
So I had
That's a nice, delightful drive.
Well, I had to go all the way back to Clackamas. I had to pick my kid up out of school because it was it's her lifelong best friend, and we've known her mom forever. And so we're leaving at around noon. I leave here at like 10:10. I have to get to my kid's school at 10:40, so now I'm like pressed. I am right against the wall.
Good luck.
And I don't know why, but I allowed Waze to direct me home.
Yeah.
And so instead of going the normal 405 to the Ross Island, it took me to Broadway. What I had not read or followed was Fleet Week is over. Those goddamn bridges are all lifting.
All going up.
As I am trying to leave. Yeah. Broadway is completely up.
Good call there, Waze.
Back up. All right, we'll go to the next. Go down a little bit.
Nope, that one's up too.
That one's up. Nope, that one's stuck too.
We're stuck on this side of the river.
Now, luckily, the boat had gone through that one that I had gone to the second time. So I didn't have to sit. I was there for maybe 5 minutes.
Okay, that's not too bad for a boat, for a bridge lift.
I think our city is, I think it's a beautiful city, and I do love all the bridges. It's really cool. This is the one moment where it's really stupid to have bridges that are 8 feet high.
Maybe we should lift them up a little bit.
There's like two bridges that you can go under that you don't need to lift. The rest of them all need to be stopped and lifted, and I'm just like, ugh.
And if you're behind one of them, a lot of them end up lifting, and so each one that you follow through to try and go over the river, you're just going to end up screwed.
Well, unless
your initial bridge approach is to go over the ones that don't lift that are high enough that you're going to be okay to get over in the first place, because those bridges do exist. But if you go over the ones that lift and there's a lift going on, you're screwed, man.
I did have the
eighth grade graduation too. Is that a thing?
Oh, dude.
Is that like,
yes.
That's a thing?
Apparently, you had one? Nephew, youngest nephew.
I mean, I know I did, but I don't think anybody was. I mean, my parents were there.
I don't think your whole family's supposed to go to eighth grade graduation.
I don't think so. I did. Yeah.
What? It was
we're
a
celebrating
weird one.
That we've lowered the bar that far in society. Is that like a?
We had one. You had one. What do you mean we've lowered the bar? We were the bar.
Maybe this is why we're losing to China. Maybe we should raise our standards a little bit, all right? Well, you can paint with watercolors, and I got to go to a graduation ceremony.
I would argue gutting our education department and just completely letting people be
stupid. Another main culprit. Also a main culprit. You know, tit for tat here.
It's neither here nor there.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I mean, look, eighth grade graduations are really stupid. They're kind of dumb.
I mean, graduations in general are really dumb. No graduations are good to go to. Even if it's your kid, I feel like I still gonna suck.
Yeah.
You get a small sliver of like, hey, all right. And then it's over.
This one was maybe worse.
How long was it?
So it's in Forest Grove. I drove from Happy Valley to Forest Grove. That took an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I had to then dump my wife and daughter off and then drive around that school and find parking because it wasn't built for all these people to show up.
No, why would it be?
So by the time I had sat down, I would say the entire ceremony was 9 minutes.
How hot was that gym too? Was it a hot gym?
It wasn't as bad as I was expecting. Okay. Just sweating. It wasn't as
degrees
bad.
Outside.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Sweating my balls off. I've been driving in the car for an hour and a half.
I thought the weird part, the ceremony, the principal did a thing in because the school is 67% Spanish.
Okay.
Right? Mexican. And so she's speaking half the speech. It's just like it's Spanish and then translated into English, right?
I'm going back and forth here.
And she's doing a good job. And I lean over to our friend. I'm like, is she Mexican? Is she white Mexican? She goes, no, she's really bilingual.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, good for her.
That's very cool.
And she gives this speech. And it's congratulations on to your future. Oh, yada, 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 right? The whole ceremony starts. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We had to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
But, like, all the adults were like, what?
What? We're doing this?
So, like, literally, she
Do you remember
goes,
the words?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We had to do them for like four straight years.
Got them
man.
In your hip pocket
every morning. Kind of weird.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Put your hand over your heart, Brandon.
Everybody stand up.
What?
Before we watch a cartoon on a rolling VCR, we got to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah.
To the flag, of course.
Yes.
But we did it. And everybody stood up and people were looking around like, Pledge of Allegiance at a
really?
Graduation.
You're doing that, huh?
I don't think I've ever experienced
Why
that.
Why didn't ever just get the whole crowd in singing the Star Spangled Banner at that point? If everybody's going to be up, you might as well jam out a little bit.
Well, I guess I should be more thankful they did the Pledge of Allegiance versus doing the National Anthem, because the Pledge of Allegiance is...
A little bit quicker.
Real quick.
A little bit quicker. Should we change out of sporting events instead of the National Anthem being sung? We get, like, slam poets to do versions of a Pledge of Allegiance for the Super Bowl. Just shorten it up a little bit. Tighten it up. Let's get to the football already.
I don't know how to explain this.
Pledge Allegiance.
Maybe it makes sense. Maybe it does. It's kind of odd to do the Pledge of Allegiance after, like, the age of seven.
It's a little weird.
I got to be real with you.
It's a little strange, especially when you haven't done it in a while and you're standing in a gym for a graduation. Like, I would have never connected those two things. Why does it have to be done before a graduation?
I don't know.
I got a lot of questions here.
Last time I had done it, I
sounded like this. I pledge of allegiance to the flag.
It's like, most people just looking around like, what are you doing?
What is happening here? At least it was only 9 minutes. 9 minutes is pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's turn and burn.
Turn and burn.
If I were in your shoes, one of all the things that I could have spent a Monday afternoon doing, going to an eighth grade graduation, might be the lowest on the list of things that you could have given me.
Mm.
Of like, and considering the drive that had to take place for this to all happen, like that just... No, thank you. I'm out on all that. If I'm then sitting in that gym and that takes longer than 20 minutes, I'm losing my mind internally.
That's
just screaming about, is there anybody that didn't graduate? Was there anybody in that class that didn't make it? Is that a thing?
Well, I don't think that's a thing anymore. That's like that. It kind of
I mean, is that
away...
a thing still for high school, right? Can't kids not graduate high school?
I mean, I feel like I hear people say like, scores and great, like you can't fail
you
anymore.
Just get
but
D's
I don't know if
fine,
that's true.
Like, we'll still give you a diploma at the end of the day.
I feel like they've made minimum requirements. Like, all right, well, C minus, give them the degree anyway.
Just show up every day. That's all you got to do.
Well, it's like I remember doing my eighth grade one, and the disappointing thing wasn't, you know, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, which was odd, but like we didn't get our vitamin C graduation song.
You didn't get it, huh?
I leaned over to the wife. I'm like, you think they're gonna play it?
They're gonna play it.
They're gonna play it?
As we go on,
yes.
Friends forever.
Everybody had that song,
yes.
And they didn't play it.
No vitamin C.
No vitamin C. Same. She officially, her music career has died.
Now I'm out on all this. I'm out on all this. At least it was only 9 minutes. That's good.
I think the other part of it, too, was...
Pledge of Allegiance and no vitamin C. You're 0-2, Forest Grove Middle School graduation.
The funny thing was she got out. I go, you gonna miss it? She goes, no, I hate this school. And the teacher was right there. And she looks at the teacher like... And I go, she hates the building.
That's the teacher.
She's in architecture.
You could also just say, you know, it doesn't matter what you say in front of her anymore because you're not coming back to this school ever again.
There's that.
You're
yeah.
moving on to another school.
Yeah, there is say, that.
See you later on your way out the door.
I just, I understand why we celebrate things. I'm not going to be the anti, you know, the whole like, we give everybody a trophy. It's like, well, yeah, I'm glad kids are playing sports. So whatever, give them a trophy.
Just give them something.
But there's also that other side of me that's sick and twisted. And I'm like, what are we celebrating here? Eighth grade wasn't hard.
No, it's not challenging to graduate middle school.
I'm glad you did the bare minimum
thing. Like, it's like a milestone.
What is this, 1910? If they weren't going to graduate middle school, they got to go work in the coal mines?
Thank you. This is my larger point here. You now have to go find an apprenticeship down the road because you're not going to be able to go to high school. Like, I get it being a personal big deal for your kids graduate like that. Like, your kids graduating elementary school or middle school, like, that's got to be symbolic for you and emotional to go
crying.
Through.
She's like, my baby's going to high school.
I totally understand all of that, but like a friend's kid graduate, like, or a family member's kid graduating eighth
grade. She's a family friend. She's been in our lives for most of her life.
Yeah, it's great. You guys are wonderful people for being there.
you would have showed up.
I would not have showed up.
You would have showed up.
One of my buddies invites me to an eighth grade graduation. I'm just going to laugh at him.
If your wife is going, you're going. You're going.
I'll play golf that day. You take Teddy.
Get out of here.
92 degrees. We're going to have fun out here today.
Not a chance in hell that's going to happen. You'll be at that graduation.
I wear the pants in my relationship.
Be like, Sprague was right, I'm here.
Damn it.
Why am I in this?
Every time I see an ad come on TV for Disneyland, I think that to myself. I change the channel immediately so Teddy doesn't get any ideas, but I'm not backing down on that one. We're not making that trip.
Well, Disneyland is dealing with a little bit of backlash that they've priced out the middle American.
Look, I'm a middle American. I can't afford it anymore. It's too expensive, Teddy. I'm sorry.
But now they're starting to wise up to that. Much like you see these fast food chains go back to their $5 deal meal things. Disneyland's picking up on this, so they're giving you all these discount price. Have you noticed they're in Costco right now?
I have noticed they're in Costco right now. They're starting to infiltrate our Costco.
Yep.
Here they come.
Here's this good deal that you got to take advantage of and take your child down to California.
I wonder why for years they've done the national anthem at like high school boys basketball
games.
It's so
weird.
Just play the game. They're 14 years old.
Thank you. Like, yeah, amen.
We pick up the pace.
It doesn't make you less patriotic
to
not want to hear a song that's like, we
only
sing this.
Why does it start in high school? Like, why is it high school that's like the cutoff? But not all sports. Like, when I played baseball.
Why do we sing it at sports in general?
No.
I've always been wondering this.
We don't do it for baseball
games.
Since
the Kaepernick thing, I remember just thinking one day, why do we do this at sporting events?
Just play the game. I'm just ready to watch the game. I don't need to pledge of allegiance or hear the national anthem.
We don't do it at baby showers.
No, we don't, but that'd be pretty funny. Next time, if I have a second kid, I'm doing pledge of allegiance at the start of the baby shower. Mandatory. Everybody stand up. I'm putting it on a little CD player. Here we go.
Swag, could you imagine if our round at Creekside with Terry Boyd right before the first tee? It's like, take your hats off, gentlemen. Turn to the flag. Just doing the national anthem. Could you imagine that?
I jokingly made
it feel odd. And why don't they do it in golf?
They don't do it in golf.
Golf is the sport where I would argue has the people that most want to do that.
Probably.
Of all the people that want to do that?
Golf and baseball, probably.
But baseball does it.
Baseball does it, yeah.
Golf, why doesn't golf do it?
No national anthem.
NASCAR does it. We know those people really want to do it.
I think they should do it for every tee time in a golf tournament because you got everybody coming through the first hole. Not everybody's going to stand out there. They're staggered tee times. You stand on that tee box, you listen to the national anthem.
Why do I feel like Swag would be the one to volunteer? Can I sing it?
I'll get my trombone out.
Golf, man. What are we doing?
Playing it on the first tee.
They're the most political active athletes, too.
It was funny. Last year, we do our Southern Oregon Golf Tournament every year. We go down, and this last year, I implemented walk-up songs for everybody, so I made everybody send me a song, and then I played their walk-up song as they were walking up to the first tee. I thought that was a fun touch, but I also added, before all of it, as a joke, I said, hey, hold on, everybody, stand around, and I turned on a version of the national anthem on my Spotify and made everybody stand there on the first tee and take their hats off, and like 45 seconds into it, everybody's like,
I'm just legitimately curious, and no one's been able to answer
why we started doing the national anthem
before just sporting events. It's the only time you would ever hear that song,
and it hasn't always been the case. I don't believe.
No, I'm trying to remember
when did
was
that
it around
start?
One of the
Super
World
Bowl?
Wars when they first
probably
started
a war thing
it.
I would guess. Let me see here.
But like, why no other time?
The practice of playing the national anthem at sporting events gained traction during World War I.
Okay.
And was further popularized during World War II.
Yeah.
It's traced back to the 1918 World Series game between the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs, where the national anthem was played during the seventh inning stretch. And at the time, a somber atmosphere prevailed due to the war, potential draft of Major League Baseball players. The response resonated with the crowds, and afterwards, baseball teams began incorporating the anthem into their games.
Okay, wartime support from the
1918, baby.
1918s.
Just over 100 years ago.
All right.
Now you got to stand around and wait.
There we go. Take your hat off, stand.
Also a pain in the ass for all those teams, especially the minor league teams. Like, I'm sure the Hops go through this. You got to find somebody every game.
Yeah, people want to do it.
I know they want to do it, but like, that's somebody's job, and I guarantee you whoever that job is in the smaller organizations is like, ah.
Have you ever wanted to sing it?
No, never.
There's a part of me that does, but I'm a terrible singer.
I'd be scared about forgetting the words.
Oh, sure.
Like, you kind of get starstruck.
You just move on.
You just keep going.
Go to the next line.
Yeah, Mo Cheeks ain't there for you.
Exactly. There's no Mo Cheeks to put his arm over my shoulders.
Well, it's going to be a fun Tuesday edition. We may or may not have a ticker guest. I had sent some requests out to a couple people for a topic we'll get to at 7 a.m. So far, no word, but we might have a special edition of a ticker that we'll get to today. So we got the Mail Sack Tuesday. Let's get it going here. My kid learned something about sports yesterday, and I was quite proud.
Oh.
And I want to share this with you because it'll make sense, okay? I'll tell you what it is on the side. Dirt and Sprague, it's good to be with you on this Tuesday. We start next on The Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
So yesterday evening, fam goes and plays catch with a football at the park, enjoys the weather.
Get outside in the evening. Feels good on a hot day.
We get back into our house, and we're chilling, and I'd say this is roughly 7-ish o'clock, about that time. And I sit down, and I had looked at the score to keep track, but, you know, Blue Line Brandon, he just knows right now. I mean, I'd argue Blue Line Brandon has just absolutely murdered basketball dirt.
Hey, easy.
He's on an absolute heater right now.
Easy. No need to take personal shots here. I've been supportive of Blue Line Brandon.
Blue Line Brandon called it again. I had the Ice Cats, and they absolutely annihilated the Edmonton Oilers, who looked broken from losing in double overtime at home. And we're sitting down. I just put it on. I just wanted to keep track because you never know. Edmonton's got an offense, right? So who knows if they catch a heater and score 3 goals. Well, Florida quickly puts an end to that, add a couple more. So I'm watching this, and my 9-year-old is downstairs. My oldest is upstairs. My wife is on the couch. And I'm watching this, and I'm just like, you know, doing show stuff, keeping an eye. And all of a sudden I look up because I hear a little, Kenny Albert is on the call. I hear a little, like, voice raise.
Here we go!
Basically. And I look up, and we got fisticuffs.
Fighting. A lot of fights in that game last night.
We got bench fights. We got guys grabbing heads. We got punches just hitting helmets. And my 9-year-old, jaw dropped, just looked up and was like, oh, what's happening? And I said, oh, they're fighting.
They're fighting. You could do that in hockey.
She goes, it's allowed. I go, well, yeah, they get penalized, but they're allowed to fight. Yeah. And when they're done fighting, then the penalty happens. And she just Could not believe it. She was stunned.
Couldn't wrap her head around that one. She can go punch somebody in the face, and all you got to do is sit in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
And I don't know if she was absorbing the moves they were using or what, but she was just staring at that big screen and watching a guy grab a jersey and swing with the other hand. Give a guy a fat... She saw the guy on the Edmonton Oilers with a fat lip. He's like, oh... And I was proud. That was the moment. 9 years old was
she's
her first hockey fight.
She's excited to watch the next game.
I don't know if she likes the sport.
This could happen at any time during any game. You watch enough hockey, eventually a fight's going to break out. It's the beautiful thing about the sport, man.
But it was a cool thing because I don't know about you. Maybe it was with your dad. Maybe it was with your brother. I remember seeing my first hockey fight.
You never forget your first.
But I had nobody around with me. I was in my living room watching, I think it was Red Wings Avalanche or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just and I'm like, whoa, it's great.
This is awesome.
But nobody around me was like taking in this moment. That was my first. And I remember just being there in my living room, and it brought me back to that memory of like, now she's 9. This is her first hockey fight, and I'm glad I'm right here with her watching it.
It's one of the things that made me fall in love with my wife was when we were first dating. We were watching a Stanley Cup final game, and a fight broke out, and she got super excited and started yelling, "Fight! Hit him in the head!" And I was like, "Yes! I'm going to get a ring right now! This is awesome! You're into hockey fights. They're the best! Hockey fights are great!
Hockey fights are great.
And look, last night's game sucked. That game was terrible. It's very similar to game 2 of the NBA Finals. It was not very competitive. There was the quick moment at the start of the second where Edmonton scored to make it 2-1, and then after that, it's 4-1.
Florida scored again within the first minute and a half.
Just boom. You're just like, all right, here we go. It's 4-1. Edmonton's not coming back from that deficit. Florida's too good. So they dug themselves a hole. I love the mentality, though, in hockey where you lose, you know that the game is over. Like, it's done. You're not winning that game. You could pack it in. You could go to the next one and just say, hey, we'll see you in a couple of days, Florida, for game 4. And they said, nah, we're going to punch you in the face as many times as we can over the last 15 minutes of this game. You're beating us in the scoreboard. We're going to beat you physically as much as we possibly can to make sure you feel us, and we set a tone for game 4.
I got to be honest with you, man. I know you're rooting for Edmonton. I know a lot of people want to see Connor McDavid get that ring. They came off as a bunch of whiny bees in this game.
That's what you got to do, man. You got to set the tone.
I thought they were classless.
You got to announce your presence with authority.
I loved the second fight.
You can't
after
just
the
skate off into the tunnel and say, see you later. Thanks for that ass kicking.
I loved that after the first fight, they had a second fight where they hit Tkachuk. One guy just held him, and the other guy's trying to punch him in the face.
Damn right.
And I love that Kenny Albert staunched lonely. I don't think Draisaitl and McDavid are coming back in this one.
Nope, they're going to stay on the bench the rest of the game.
I just thought they came off as whiny little bees.
I mean, you're not wrong. They were getting their asses whooped. You're not wrong.
Come
but
on.
You got to do something when you're losing that bad. Keep your stars on the bench. Don't let them get hurt. And then go beat the hell out of the other team. You got to play them again in 2 days.
Now, what sport, because if this happens in basketball, we know there's a lot of pearl clutching, right? Like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
There's men punching each other.
Coming. There's also,
right? Right? Football, I remember the Josh Norman, Odell Beckham.
Those were good.
That little melee, like those moments,
those
right?
Those were good. We have Myles Garrett swinging Miles a helmet Garrett, and almost murdering Mason Rudolph.
Right, that for happened. An N-word that may or may not have been said.
Could
I don't know
said.
If they ever verified
Never
that.
Never confirmed it was said.
NASCAR, you get some brouhahas in the pits if there's some guy that thinks he got cut off. Largely, you just don't have this.
No.
What sport should allow fighting? And, you know, maybe not like, I'm not just full on melees with teams, but,
sure, but
the
like,
way hockey allows a couple minutes and then refs come in and say, all right, this is
square
over.
Up a little bit, you know, throw a couple of blows.
Because what I loved about that fight was the guy kept trying to punch him, and eventually he got his lip, but he also kept punching the side of his helmet.
Yeah,
and my wife's like, he's just punching a helmet. And I go, yeah, there's crazy.
Yeah, welcome to hockey players.
Yeah. Yes. You keep those helmets on as long as you can.
Each sport has its own different kind of crazy. And hockey crazy is a little different.
They're nuts, man. They're absolutely nuts. None of them have teeth. They're all psychotic. Like I don't.
They're Vikings.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a
Football
pretty good
players
analogy.
Are gladiator warriors. Yeah. Hockey players are Vikings.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're controlled, but they're absolutely. They don't feel anything.
No, it's wild.
They have no emotion. They hate each other. Then they're teammates, and then they smile with no teeth together. It's,
and it's also
it's
very cordial at the end of the series where you punch
shake hands.
You shake hands after punching each other in the face for 7 games.
All those guys are going to shake hands.
Yes, and then laugh. about it and be like, ha ha, wasn't that great? Remember when I punched you in the face and knocked three teeth out? That was awesome, man. Thanks. I'll go get some fake teeth.
No.
I feel like basketball could probably use it.
No, they don't want to fight.
No, because they don't know they how don't to fight.
Sure, they don't, but
other
they used to fight back in the day. They used to back in the day.
They had some guys, largely basketball players.
I think we need,
don't want to fight.
We need enforcers in the NBA. Give me a goon out there that's going to protect your star
basketball
player and go
you,
square
huh?
up at center court for 30 seconds. It would make regular season NBA games a lot more interesting.
Sometimes tennis guys come off with a lot of heat against each other. Those fist pumps.
Actually, the one I would like to see are track sprinters.
If
you want to talk about like all the machismo, like watch when they come into the stadium and they get in there.
Track sprinters.
Yes.
I love it. That's off the beaten path. I got a guy now jumping in the air and with his actual metal spikes trying to stab his opponent in the air with a kick.
Going Happy Gilmore. He's the only guy who's ever taken a skate off and tried to stab a guy.
Beef on the track.
I think baseball.
Beef on the track. I mean, baseball, we get fights. Not a lot of legitimate
fights. But they're trying to break it up. They don't want them to do it.
No. And usually, I mean, the majority of baseball fights are basketball fights. They're hold me back, bros. You wait until the guy gets in front of you, and then you start going crazy.
Well,
and you say, oh, you're lucky he's in front of me.
Like, you know. If the batters really had it and they sprint to the mound, they're trying to get out there to land one before the dog pile happens.
Yeah, that's a fun baseball.
What was the guy? He punched the dude at second base.
Jose Bautista.
Yeah. Who'd he punch again?
Oh God!
Caught him clean in the jaw.
Odor.
Odor.
Rougned Odor.
Yes. Odor
just knocked him out at second base.
Straight cold clocked him.
One of the best punches we've ever seen.
Really was.
Your tennis comment there made me chuckle and also made me wonder. I was walking through the park the other day. Is it okay to make fun of run-of-the-mill, average, at-the-park tennis players who grunt when they hit the ball?
Okay, can you be honest here?
Yeah.
How hard was it going?
Not that hard.
Do you think you could have returned the hit? Like, could you?
I mean, I don't
ball?
Play tennis. I could have made contact with it. Am I gonna land it on the court?
Well,
I don't know.
Effort, I mean, were they like Are they seriously old? Playing, or were they out there just? You know, knocking the ball across the net.
Yeah, they were seriously playing for 40-year-old men.
So about 40 years old?
I would guess.
Well, they're just grunting because I think they just grunt when they move in general.
But only one guy was doing it. The other guy wasn't doing it.
Was it like an actual tennis thing? Like,
yeah. Every time he hit the ball. And I just stood there and I watched for, you know, 2-3 minutes and thought, is this every time? And it was every time.
Sounds like you were more entertained than complaining.
I mean, I was very entertaining.
Would golf be if you could throw down?
Golf.
I actually
Bryson
thought about
and
golf.
Brooks. Ooh. Let's go.
Who wins that fight? I think Bryson surprises people.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, if
happening.
Bryson lands a punch, like he's. But I think Brooks. If you get Brooks to the point where he's ready to throw down, I think he's in.
I think Brooks, I mean, Brooks to me is, if PGA Tour Brooks wins the fight, Live Golf Brooks, he's gone soft.
He's gone soft?
Bryson still has his edge. He's got his motor still.
That's a good point.
He's got a few screws loose. He always has. I think Brooks has gone soft since he got the guaranteed money.
Just first moments in sports in general. And being there last night, seeing that
fight with her.
And how that, and then I told her the second one was happening. She was upstairs about to shower. She goes, "What? What's happening?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Ah, this one's not as big. Don't worry.
Nah,
they're going to break this one up quicker."
I mean, that was basically the last 7 minutes of the game for those who turned it off, which I can't blame you. It was brutal. Every time there was a whistle, there was a fight.
I waited
the
final horn.
Well, there was not really much else sports wise compelling on.
No, my team had beaten the Brewers, and I don't have Mariner games.
Yeah, not much else going on.
Not much else going on yesterday.
It was one of those kind of nights.
We got more to get into. Interesting daily ticker that we're going to get. A new idea for a ticker if we can't get a guest.
I'm down with this.
I'm really interested to see what you pulled. So I threw a challenge at Swag, so we'll see what he has at 7:30. We got a local story to get into at 7 o'clock. We're back with more.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
All right, we got a lot to get to today. I got to ask you guys this. I know it's a little bit off the beaten path. I know we're a radio show that doesn't have live highlights to play as we talk the way other national shows tend to have. Any sports fans out there that kept up with whatever was going on yesterday? And if you haven't seen this, you can go to our Twitter account. I've posted the video at Dirt and Sprague. Denzel Clark plays center field for the Athletics of Sacramento via Vegas, formerly of Oakland. Now, I got to be honest with you, no idea who Denzel Clark was before this catch.
I don't think you're alone there, Bob.
Okay, well, I'm just being honest. I just want to be honest about all this.
Is he like an all-star caliber center fielder? I don't know a lot about him either.
He just got called up last month.
Yeah, what a great story this is.
And I think he made another incredible catch last week, too.
I had heard that he made another one. Yeah. So he makes this catch. He's in Anaheim yesterday. And again, you can go see this on social media. You can find this anywhere you're at. He climbs the wall in what seems like a routine fly, but it ends up being a pretty big bomb.
Yes.
He climbs the wall, times it, holds himself up perfectly, catches it backhanded, holds his body from going all the way over the wall, sweeps his other hand that he caught it with around, and cleanly jumps off. And he makes what I think has to be in the conversation of the greatest baseball catch of all time.
It's in the mix, at least. You never want to get too caught in the moment, but when you see a guy scale a wall, hold his body above the wall, and there's a lot of robberies and dives that will take place.
Sure.
When you're dealing with something that appeared to have been 4 or 5 feet over the wall, like this wasn't a wall scraper. This wasn't just barely, you jump at the last second, and maybe it would have been a double. Gone. Maybe it was like that thing was out of the ballpark.
The hitter is stunned. He's like, just standing at second. Like, that really happened?
How did you just do that to me? That had to have been in the conversation. I remember Griffey having a catch early in his career.
Similar with a wall.
Very similar, where he was able to stick the cleat in the wall and kind of hold himself up.
There was one where
he
kind of ran up.
Didn't
the
he
side
break
of the
he broke something on that, didn't
he? Yeah.
I thought he broke a leg or something
like
on
ankle
one of those.
Or something.
Yeah, there was something. He got hurt
did
on
he
one
really?
Of those catches.
Going
yeah.
into the wall, broke his ankle. I remember the Mariner Moose breaking his ankle on the wall. That
well,
I remember.
He was rollerblading, right. being tugged around by the ATV.
Yeah,
and
that I
make the turn.
You got to remember, they're running full speed.
Yeah, I know.
Into
I mean, the level
wall.
Of athleticism
crazy.
To do that, you're going to watch it a million times in slow motion and be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, the level of athleticism to be sprinting full speed from center field, turn around, run, and then when you watch
wrist.
Him.
It was wrist. The wrist. That's the what wrist it was. Went into the wall.
And to be able to, when you get closer, turn, look, find the wall, and then be able to turn your head back around and then re-find the baseball.
It's
just remarkable hand-eye coordination.
Now, before yesterday, because I don't know if this is my number one. It certainly is in the conversation.
I can't go number one quite yet. I can't.
Okay, who's your number one that you've seen? Now, you can give me
the
Willie
one where
Mays,
Bo Jackson ran up the side of the wall.
And like ran, like literally
like
ran on
and
off.
Did like a U-turn up the side of the wall.
Yeah. God, mine's Jim Edmonds.
I think I'd got to go and Jim Edmonds too.
And I hate this.
The full dive,
Jim
dude. I hated Jim Edmonds as well.
Because I was an Andrew Jones guy.
Yeah.
And I also loved Griffey. But by this point, Jim Edmonds has established himself as, in the conversation, as best defensive center fielder.
He's
and
in
I,
the mix.
I remember seeing the highlight and I remember going, oh my God.
Yeah.
And also feeling, damn it, not him. because my guy, I wanted my guy to be the better guy. But that catch, the over the shoulder full extension dive.
I mean, it's the Willie Mays catch on steroids.
On steroids.
I mean,
yes.
it's just you're sprinting yeah. full speed and somehow catch the ball diving the opposite direction that you usually dive.
Now, was he on steroids?
Probably.
Is a good follow up question I have here about Jim Edmonds.
Does that impact the ranking of the catch and being on the sauce helps him track it and dive and make that play?
Yeah.
I think that would still be my number one. But now I got to go through a whole list in my head. We can come up with the Mount Rushmore of greatest baseball catches. That one's in the mix. Like, to see a guy scale the wall to that level. Trout's had a few unbelievable ones in that ballpark
yep.
where he just doesn't have to scale the wall. He's that good of an athlete where he just jumps and you're like, is that a normal? It's like, remember when Blake Griffin hit his head on the side of the rim when he dunked one time in college?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, did you just jump that high? Trout has a few catches like that.
Swag, what was it like to see Willie Mays catch that in person? What was it like to be at that
really,
game at 20?
You're going to do that today. Huh? Okay.
Is there a day I don't do that?
I mean, there's, you know.
I mean, there's going to be others that people send in that I'm going to go, oh, that's right. I forgot
you
about
forget
that
so
one.
Many of them.
Did you ever? Okay, let me ask you this before we break. You guys ever have a moment where you felt like you were this? Now, obviously, a wall. I didn't in Little League. We had a wall, but like nobody was scaling walls.
Yeah.
But I remember a game that I had. I was in center, and somebody hit like just a laser beam, but it wasn't a high one. It was a laser, just a piss missile. And I kind of got lucky, but I jumped on it, and I full extended backhand caught it diving. And I remember hearing a dad go, oh my God!
That felt
and I got
so
a ton
cool.
of high fives.
Yeah, baby!
I ended up striking out in the next inning.
That's
but, you
all
know,
right.
I had
you were
that
a
catch.
Defensive specialist. Man.
I was.
That was a straight.
That's how I made an all-star team.
Yeah, I had one of those. I think my sophomore year on JV, I played a little outfield, and then I made a catch coming in right field. I made a diving catch.
God,
and
no,
I'll
no.
never. When not you do it feeling. In your head, like it seems like you've done the coolest thing possible.
It really, well, because you know it's cool.
You're full on sprinting, and then at the last second you do the layout, and you're just hoping that you're able to hold on to the ball, and then you roll over and you're like, oh my God, I actually caught that? That's a pretty cool feeling.
Swag?
No, I never played organized baseball.
Never played organized baseball?
I never played
baseball.
Little League.
Didn't play T-ball?
Never played
no,
Little League?
Minors
no.
or farms?
No.
Damn.
No Little League. Huh?
I did. I got accused of the Intercom Odyssey softball team of diving when I didn't need to when I played center for our softball team.
You did a little bit of that.
I probably did.
You did some. It was. I don't know if diving is the word I would use. You were more of a tumbler.
I would say
you'd make a catch and then kind of do like the shoulder barrel roll.
A little bit.
You know,
a little bit of that.
It's not a full on layout.
I want a little dirt on my shirt. You know, I wanted. Hey, look at me. Like, I played today.
You want to hit the ground?
I did though. Famously, I was playing center, and our boss Ryan Cooley was in left field. And there was one kind of left center, and we were both going for it. We couldn't hear anybody calling. I caught the ball, and we collided, and he fell, and I just stood there with the ball in my glove. And
that's
I remember
a good
just
feeling,
like,
yeah.
The alpha right now.
How about we communicate, outfielders, huh? How about an I got it? How about somebody call something out here?
I think it's underrated. Dangerous. One of my favorite things in sports to do is to play outfield.
That's why playing baseball is incredible, because you get to the point where you're playing like Legion ball or something. To this day, if you told me I could go out for batting practice and just shag fly balls, I could do that for hours.
I love doing it.
I could just stand out there and just pick a couple you don't have to chase every one.
Right.
You just kind of got your little field and you're patrolling that field and you're chasing everything down. It is one of the funnest things to do. I know it's not a word in sports.
Even in moments where they hit it over your head and you're having to chase the ball down and it's trouble, I still love to get the ball turned and just fire it as far as I can to get that runner stop.
You're trying to hose a guy at second base.
Man.
Hit your cutoff, man.
What a feeling.
Find your cutoff, man, and hit him in the chest.
So you can go vote. Well, kind of unofficial vote. Is Denzel Clark's catch last night in center? You can see it at Dirt and Sprague or find it anywhere on the internet. Is that the greatest catch you've ever seen? It's just remarkable, the athleticism he shows on that play. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're a little over it. We want to be on it. We got a local story to get to at 7 a.m. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on 1080 The Fan. Some good ones coming into the Fan text line, 503-864-6326 on great catches. Kevin Mitchell, famously
bare-handed.
Of your Giants, barehanded one.
Running towards the right field or left field foul line, and it kind of it was a little over his head, full speed run, and he caught it with his right hand, barehanded.
It is a great catch. I retweeted it. I also think he could have used his glove because he knew if he didn't catch it, it'd be a foul ball.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of a showboat on that catch.
There is a little bit of that. There is a little bit where you kind of misjudged it and you maybe weren't in the right spot. And if you would have judged it properly, you would have just used your glove and made a routine catch.
I think what makes Jackson's catch so cool is just how fast he is running to get that ball. So he has to use that wall for a U-turn slowdown.
That's the only thing that I would say about Bo's catch is that he doesn't scale the wall and then catch the ball. He catches the ball and then scales the wall, it's an unbelievable. All of these are unbelievable catches.
There's not a right answer here.
No,
there really
not.
Isn't. There's too many remarkable catches that we've all grown up or we've seen recently that we'd say that's in the running.
Yeah, there was one that I forgot about. You can go find Gary Matthews Jr. had one that was very similar, random name for baseball lore.
Jumping up on the wall
that you can go back and look at. One that I'll never forget. You guys remember the Endy Chavez catch in the 2006 NLCS?
I don't remember.
That was Mets and Cardinals, I believe. And I think it was, I played for the Mets, and I think it won him the game. It was like the bottom of the ninth inning, and he robbed a home run late in the game. And maybe it wasn't the ninth, but it was like game seven of the NLCS.
It was game seven, LCS.
And he made an unbelievable catch to like rob a home run. So that one, considering the circumstances, was up there for me. The other one that will always stand out, this is another random name, Dwayne Wise had one back in, this was probably 15 years ago.
I got to be honest, this Chavez catch, given the circumstance...
It's game seven of the NLCS. That's a hell of a catch.
He snow cones it.
Snow cones it over the wall.
Arm is... The momentum of that is... Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a solid one. The other one to go watch and remember is Dwayne Wise made one. When Mark Burley threw a perfect game like 15 years ago... I want to say it was late in the game.
I remember that perfect game.
Yeah, it was. Those ones stand out. And he made a catch late in that game, like full out dive extension in the gap.
It was the ninth inning, no
out.
Was
it the ninth inning? Yeah. And it just, go back and watch that highlight. It is remarkable. It is like he's going full Superman
pose. Yeah, that's it. He saves the perfect.
Like 4 feet off of the ground, saving a perfect game.
I'll tell you right now, man, we might not all be watching baseball or having a baseball tonight, but... When you get these moments,
they're cool.
Randomly in June and July, it does take you back to a time when you paid attention to the sport and it mattered and you cared every day and
you did.
You followed batting averages. Yeah. Like I'm following my team's terrible this
year. Your team's
year.
Not very good this
year. Your guys'
year.
Teams are better, but It these moments are what suck me back into the sport and send me down memory lane.
Yeah, it's a fun it's a fun walk down that lane because there's so many great ones over the years. And then you always remember the ones early when you're younger, like the first catches you see, similar to the hockey fight segment you did earlier of like, man, the first time you see one of those crazy over the wall catches, you'll never forget it. And it takes you back to a fun time in your life.
The funny thing is, I saw the Burley one and I saw the Chavez one and I completely forgot about them till you brought them up and people were texting them in of like, oh, that's right, I remember that one now.
A lot of people bringing up too the Portland Beaver that ran through the wall.
Yeah, famously.
His kid now plays for the Giants.
Rodney McCray?
Yeah, his kid is like a triple A guy for the Giants. He broke into the big leagues last year, Grant McCray.
Speaking of local, we got a local story to get to at the top of the hour, so we'll do that. We got a specialty edition of the Daily Ticker at 7:30. It is a loaded second hour. Let's have a lot of fun. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.